As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, we welcome in Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program. Lisa, as always, it's great to have you here. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you. Let me, before we get to the docket, there was something that came up earlier this week, and Chris Tim said you should ask Lisa about this. I don't know if it has really any legal, a little bit of a legal edge to it, angle to it. My brother-in-law bought his son a basketball goal. His son's 11 years old. And the folks, big company, big sporting goods place, bring it over. Okay, and they set it up. And it's one of those that has a base where they're going to fill it with water. And, and you can roll it around the driveway wherever you want it. But, you know, it provides weight at the bottom, of course. So as they're filling it with water, my brother-in-law notices it's leaking out the side. And he says, the water's leaking. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it'll stop in a minute. Which, I mean, I don't know everything about leaks, but it seems like if you've got a leak, it's not going to stop.
Right.
Most don't. Most don't.
Right.
So my brother-in-law goes, oh, okay. So they fill it all the way up. They leave. He takes some Flex Seal tape and puts over the leak to stop it. His son starts shooting on the basketball goal. Once the ball hits the rim, the goal comes crashing toward his son. His son jumps out of the way. No injury or anything. But the goal, it lands on its rim, so now you've got a square rim. And later that night, I was over for a birthday party, and I had to help him lift the basketball goal back up, and he put sandbags on it, which was another way to hold it down.
Did you shoot some hoops in the square?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't go through.
It doesn't come down.
A square ball.
You got to shake it to get it. So that's my question. Can I sell square basketballs? No, but my thing is, I think they should replace the goal, and because it's now broken because they didn't fix the leak and he did mention it to him. But did he miss his chance, Lisa, because he fixed it up? He tried to mess with it with Flex Seal tape and then allowed the boy to shoot on it. And is it out of his hands now? Does he get a refund on that? What do you think?
They should replace it, and you know, hopefully he won't have to. It's not anything of sufficient value to make it worth, you know, litigating it. Hopefully they would. Technically, if it was a larger value item, you should, if somebody's delivering something to you and you see that it's defective, you should reject it. You should make them take it back.
Yeah.
It does make it harder, and there is a potential negative legal consequence that has to do with old UCC law and common law about acceptance or rejection of goods that are delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And you should reject. If it's, you know, that's why they give you, especially for a higher value item, they give you a bill of lading, they make you sign it. You're actually accepting that you're accepting the condition that it's in.
Okay.
And so he should have been gone ahead and rejected it, and now all these other measures, you know, they're gonna say he made it, you know, he hurt it. He
right.
made it
that's
worse.
That's what I was afraid of.
Can we depose Phil Swift?
Right.
From the Flex Seal family of products.
I think he should try to sell it to, like, the state fair.
Right, yeah.
Good idea.
He's like me. You know, we just want to please everybody and say, okay, it's fine, and then deal with it later. And then, unfortunately, dealing with it later made it come crashing down near his 11-year-old son.
And we don't have the time, because Lisa Lanier is a valuable, important person. But I know this person, your brother-in-law,
he's
married to your wife's sister, so I'm sure he's been getting an earful ever since.
Well, I got an earful that night, you know, and a faceful.
Yeah. Almost killed the child.
Yeah, almost.
I know a guy that has some pine straw to sell him.
God. Oh, I'm in pain. Chris, yellow card. Red card. That's a red card.
Red card.
Maybe our resolution for next year can be we won't bring that up anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lisa, please.
Flashbacks.
Let's go to the first case
on
the docket. It's from 50 Cent, the rapper, personal friend of Chris Dim's.
Well, we got beef.
That's right. He's met Chris Dim. 50 Cent has a lawsuit against a South Florida-based plastic surgeon who he claims used a picture they took together to falsely portray that 50 Cent had undergone surgery on his penis at her clinic. And this is moving forward now, according to TMZ. What happened here? He says he never had any surgery on his penis, and not from her or anyone else.
It used to be a quarter.
Nice 50 Cent.
What are the details here, and is he going to win this case, Lisa? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he is. So this doctor she's really crossed, I think, a number of boundaries. I think one is a professional boundary to put your, you know, a patient, quote unquote, if he's really a patient, to put him out there like that without his consent. would probably cause, and I don't think he's gone down this road, but probably cause her some problems with the medical licensing board. But it is Florida, and they have some strange stuff go on there. But she is one of these South Florida VIP chasing, you know, plastic, very much out in the public eye plastic surgeons. Mm-hmm. And she gave him some free med spa, like coupons or whatever, and he used them not to have his penis, you know, operated on. But, you know, he probably got like a facial or something, and he's coming out from his free VIP.
you're saying that not everybody who goes to these places is getting their junk worked on.
Junk worked on, right. Okay, nothing right. about the junk. Just okay, a facial. Right. You know? Yep. So he's coming out, and she says, hey, let's pose for a picture. And he does, not knowing that she's going to put this all over her professional Instagram. Mm. And I really got picked up. She implied that he had, you know, male enhancement work done. Mm. And then it got picked up by another, like a news that's kind of like a celebrity health news kind of thing. And then another celebrity sort of gossip thing about all these people having this done. And he's become like the poster child for it. And there's, I put on my Instagram and my Linear Logger Facebook, I put a picture of one of the things. It's him with his arm around her on the side. And then it's like a guy laying there having something done with a big eggplant, you know, over.
Ooh,
and,
that's terrible.
I mean, it's just like the eggplant emoji. It's just the worst.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You hear about 50s junk?
He survived the motion to dismiss, which means the judge thinks that he's got a claim.
Yes.
So he's image misappropriation. You can't just take a celebrity and have them endorse you when they really don't. And so, he's going to win.
Oh, good. Mm. Well, he should win over this. This is terrible.
The problem is it's out there. It sticks with him.
Right, of course. You know, people don't hear that he's filed a lawsuit and so forth. Now, this one I find very interesting. Last case on the docket. Two women have filed a class action suit against Apple alleging that their AirTags are unreasonably dangerous products that can be used by stalkers. This is Lauren Hughes from Travis County, Texas, and an unidentified woman in New York called Jane Doe, filing the suit Monday in California. They say they're speaking on behalf of all women who can be tracked by men who want to track them simply by sticking an AirTag in their purse or on their car. What are your thoughts about this, Lisa? It is a product that can be designed that way. What do you think?
Well, with the IT legal pundits that cover this kind of tech stuff say that this can absolutely go either way. No one will call it. They say it could absolutely go either way, which surprises me. I think that's kind of counterintuitive because it's misuse of a product, and they're going to have to show that the product is just inherently dangerous and that those dangers outweigh the good of being able to find your wallet or keys if you lose them.
Right.
And, you know, which is its intended purpose. But it really, to me, I don't think that's the right outcome, but apparently that is, you know, to me, if you misuse the product, you know, it's not, and they have all these protections in there, but they say the protections aren't enough.
Hmm.
Apple users versus Android users have greater protection because when there was first this allegation, there's been about 150 documented cases of stalking and two murders related to it, by the way.
God, holy cow. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it is, you know, it is a thing.
Yeah.
But Apple responded immediately and they put this warning. So if one of them comes near you, your phone will say you got somebody, you know, an AirTag is following you.
Yeah.
But Android users, you know, because they're Androids, they have to download an app and they have to scan for those devices. It doesn't just automatically tell them. So they say it's not enough, especially for Android users. You know, so it could actually go either way, and I hate that for Apple, but you know, they're going to have to either recall all the, even if it does go against them, you know, they could recall all the ones that are out there and either refund or do some kind of fix, which I don't know if they can fix it, but you know, to me, it's sort of like, yes, these stalkers use, you know, stalkers use all kinds of technology and weapons, and you know, they use a gun, they use a car, they use whatever, you know, to scare these people.
Right.
You know, to me, this isn't all that different.
Exactly. I mean, a steak knife is for cutting a steak, but you can cut somebody's heart out.
Beat your kids.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Not just for cutting steaks.
Now, we at least two people in this room have Apple AirTags.
I got an AirTag on our dog.
I got them.
Yeah,
you got them. What do you tag, Lisa? Your children?
I just tag my luggage. No, I just tag my luggage.
Okay. Tag your kids.
Sort of a control freak. Right. I want to know where my luggage is at all times.
We tagged our dog.
We do have one android in here,
too.
Oh,
okay. We got a droid. Oh,
he don't know.
He don't know. He has no idea.
People have been following me long before tags was around. With guns, knives,
man's been
steak
shot.
Knives.
Man's been shot.
I wonder how many private investigators have followed Dave in this state. and yeah, I've seen him before.
Now you follow your kids with Life 360. Follow your kids.
I got that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't need an AirTag for the kids. Ooh. I just need an AirTag for the luggage.
That's a great product, that Life 360, man.
That's a good show to watch, isn't it?
We are.
Where's your son?
Life 360.
Lisa and I are on the same page on this one. We always attack. That's what Life 360 has never found my son in the shower. I can tell you that. He refuses. That's it. That's Lisa Lanier.